今天哈是讲第六次，第三次讲第六次哈。Actually, it might take like a whole semester to talk about the six consciousness. But this year, I only have three talks to briefly explain what the six consciousness is. It's basically a continuous work, a talk from the previous introduction of the first to fifth consciousness. 那光讲第六次哈，其实是可以讲很久的哈，讲一学期都可能讲不完。那今年我因为只有三次的机会呢，跟大家分享第六次哈。那我尽量就是介绍，让大家有一个整体的概念呢。然后这个第六次的演讲呢，其实它是延续以前之前去年我们讲的。介绍的第一式到第五式哈，那下来哈，那 if you have read the sutra in 42 sections, there are 42 items. The number 28, it says, the Buddha say, be careful not to trust your own mind. Your mind is not trustworthy.Only after attaining arhatship can you trust your mind. 那如果大家有读过42章经哦，第28条就跟我们讲说，不可信如意，如意不可信。然后证阿罗汉矣，乃可信如意。The mind here is talk about the six consciousness. 好 ，or even the eight consciousness in general.那在这里讲的意呢，我们讲心意识，这里的心主要是讲我们的第六识，因为我们的心意，我们的心意通常是从第六识的分别而来的，所以不可以相信我们自己的想法，心，我们的心呢，这个心是不可信的，唯有到证罗阿罗汉果的时候呢，我们才可以相信我们的心念的产生的心念。So, why the sutra says that? 那为什么这个42章经这样子讲，它的理由呢，是可以从这个唯识学里面来跟大家说明。If you remember, Buddha, at the moment that Buddha attained the Buddhahood under the Bodhi tree, he says that, you know, how wondrous every sentient being has Buddha nature.But we cannot see our nature only because we have delusion and attachment. Okay, what are the delusion and attachment? 那佛陀在菩提树下证道的时候，他马上说的一句话是什么？奇哉奇哉，一切众生皆具如来智慧德相，皆以妄想执着不能证得。好，那什么是妄想，什么是执着呢？ The delusion is our sixth consciousness. The attachment is our seventh consciousness. 那妄想就是指我们的第六意识，那执着就是 指第七意识。From the delusion and attachment, from the sixth consciousness and the seventh consciousness,We will think that the composition of the whole elements is our true body. 就是我们 and then when the six organs interact with the environment, it's called six objects, and then generate the six consciousness, this we will think that the consciousness is our true mind.那也就是说呢，从第六识的妄想跟第七识，哇，这个识写错了哈，第七识的执着呢，它会让我们产生，认为呢，这个四大组合的身体哈，是我们真正的身体，所以我们非常执着我们的身体，就是我哈。那我们六根。跟六尘互动产生六识，叫做六尘缘影。 那他我们会认为是我们的真心。好，这样的一个执着哈，也在圆觉经里面说到，这是我们根本的无明啊。From the sutra of complete enlightenment, we call this illusion, delusion and attachment about our body and mind. We call it the basic ignorance. 所以 if we cannot let go or terminate the delusion and attachment, we always will attach to the body.That composed by the four elements, and we will attach and grasp the six consciousness that generate from the six organ and six objects, and then we attach to the so-called the body and mind, and then we will live in a illusory world, and we cannot see our true mind, and we will think what wasFalse as true. 那也就是说，只要我们有这个对四大跟六尘缘影的执着呢，那我们永远就见不到我们的真心。好，那我们会把这个虚幻的世界、不真实的世界看成是真实的。好，所以了解六世的虚妄跟第七世的执着，哈，是非常重要的。而且我们必须要修行，修行到能够把第六世跟能够清净我们的第六识跟第七识。 So we need to practice to purify our sixth consciousness and the seventh consciousness. And today's talk will basically focus on how we can purify the sixth consciousness and how is it contaminated. Okay, this is a refreshment for my last talk about how we transform the consciousness into wisdoms. And basically, we have the first five consciousness. We can transform into the wisdom of unrestricted activity. And the sixth consciousness, we can transform into the wondrous observing wisdom. The seventh consciousness, can be transformed into the wisdom of knowing the nature of essential identity.And the sixth consciousness can be transformed into the great perfect mirror wisdom. 那这是复习一下我们之前讲过的什么是转世成智。那前五世呢，假设我们能够转世成智，就是让我们的借由第六世跟第七世的修行能够转成清净的智慧呢，那我们前五世呢就会转成成所作智，第六世会变成妙观察智，第七世呢平等心智，第八世大圆净智。那前面的成所作智我们之前 talk 已经讲过了哈，今天要讲的是妙观察智。 Today we will focus on how to transform the sixth consciousness into the wondrous observing wisdom. The seventh and eighth I will talk about it inlater. So, 那刚刚讲过就是六七世以后会讲，这次就是 focus 在第六世怎么样转成妙观察智。 So, our illusion from the sixth consciousness can be transformed into the wondrous observing wisdomAnd the attachment from the sixth consciousness can be transformed into the wisdom of knowing the nature of essential identity. And if we can purify the sixth and seventh consciousness, the eighth consciousness automatically become the great perfect mirror of wisdom. And we can see our true self nature. 当我们的第六识跟第七识呢能够转成妙观察智跟平等性智的时候呢，我们的第八意识呢会自然而然变成什么大圆净智。所以这基本上就是一个他们的互相关联的关系。 OK, This is the path to Buddhahood, and there are five stages. And in a consciousness only school, these five stages are very important because this is the mat for us to practice to Buddhahood. 那讲到唯识呢，就一定要讲唯识五位哈，就是有五个位，五个阶位，五个大，应该不是讲位，五个 level 哈，五个层次，五个阶段了哈。那这个五个阶段呢，我们是一定要知道，就是说我们怎么从凡夫，要怎么样修行，才一路可以走到究竟位哈，成佛。Okay, this map looks very complicated, but it's actually not.It's very simple. Basically, we are here, ordinary sentient beings here. We start initial stage here. And we need to accumulate our supplements. You know, if we prepare a trip, then we need to prepare our clothes, money, food, and all that. And so it's called the stage of supplement.When we need to start practice, we also need to prepare ourselves for the path of practice. And then once we get everything ready, then we need to reinforce our practice so that we have faith and we have the power to go forward. Then eventually we will see the path. Okay, see the path is.Just in the middle of attaining the Buddhahood. 那这唯识五位呢里面呢看起来好很复杂，其实它就是五个阶段哈。那我们是在这里哈，我们是凡夫。那凡夫呢要开始修行的时候呢，它有一个资粮位，也就是说我们必须要准备哈，把我们的身心都准备好，准备好之后呢才。然后下一个阶段就是加行位，就是要把它加强哈，加强我们那个修行的力量，然后就说不会倒退了，就说会勇往直前哈，一直能够走到可以见道哈，见道呢还不是成佛，见道呢只是在我们成佛之道里面的中间哈。那但是这时候我们就已经从凡夫位进入圣位。Once we see the path in the middle, we transform from ordinary sentient beings into a saint. And at this point, we are on the ground. You know, we get to the first ground of the first muni. 那在见到位的时候呢，我们就是登初地哈。我们讲有十地菩萨呢，我们就已经登地了哈。Once we see the path, then we are actually practice on the path. Before we see the path, actually our practice is just a preparation. We are not on the path yet. But once we are on the path, there are 10 munis.For us to go along, and eventually we get to the ultimate stage, so-called the Buddhahood. 那等到我们真的在修道上的时候呢，那我们有十地需要去练习，练习到最后呢，登到究竟位，就是成佛哈，就是妙觉佛。And there are during the preparation phase.The first two stage, there are so many things to learn, and I will just briefly talk about it. 那在这个资粮位跟加行位的时候，你看资粮位有这么多要修行哈，那到加行位的时候要达到这样的一个程度哈，我今天会大概讲一下哈，因为对我们凡夫来讲是很重要的哈，这修行一定要能够要有一些资粮哈，要有一些力量哈，才能够一直往前进哈。Okay, the first the stage of supplement. The focus of this stage is basically accumulate merits and wisdom.And 师父 always told us, you know, no matter what method we choose, if we want to have achievement, we have to accumulate, we have to have enough merits and wisdom in order for us to practice diligently and effectively. 那在这个资粮位的时候呢，我们主要的目的是在累计我们的福慧资粮。好，那师父常常跟我们讲说，修行一定要有资粮，要有福德智慧的这样的一个资粮，才能够让我们修行能够上路，能够入门，而且修行能够得力。 Most of us like people like to meditate. A lot of people like to meditate, but they ignore other people. They ignore the society. They just want to sit. They want to go to the mountain. They want to go to some solitary retreat. They think that, you know, they escape the bother, the all the trouble from the world and from the family. They can concentrate on the practice, and they will attend, they will get achievement very fast. But it's actually not the right concept. 那很多修行人哈，尤其是喜欢打坐的人哦，都是喜欢说，哎，我去深山里面，或是我去什么闭关，哎呀，那这个撇开我的家庭，撇开这个社会的这些干扰哦，我就可以很快的哈，有成就哈，但是哈，这是不对的，不是很正确的观念哈。师父 always share with us that if we do not have enough merits and wisdom, once we go to the solitary retreat, we will have a demonic obstacles, and usually we cannot complete our solitary retreat, and sometimes we will get insane or get some trouble. 那师父常常讲说就也包括跟我们的出家弟子讲，不要一天到晚想要去闭关。如果你的福慧资粮不够的时候呢，去闭关会遭魔障，有的人会发神经，就是因为他的资粮不够，当他遇到修行的问题的时候，他没有办法度过那个困境。So for all of us as practitioners, accumulated merits and wisdoms are very important. It's very important preparation. How can we do that? 那所以累积福慧是很重要的一件事情，那我们要怎么做呢？ First, very important, we need to initiate our bodhicitta. 第一个非常重要的是一定要发菩提心。 What is bodhicitta? What is the body mind? The body mind, the bodhicitta, is that we vow, you know, the four great vows that we practice is not for ourselves. And we want to attain the Buddhahood, and we also want every one of us attain the Buddhahood, because we believe that everyone has Buddha nature. This, we got to have this strong faith, otherwise, we cannot finish our path. 那菩提心是什么呢？菩提心绝对不是自私的，为自己的哈。当我们修行的时候，绝对是为众生而修行。我们希望能够见到佛性，同时我们也希望一切众生都能见到佛性，因为我们深深的相信每一个众生都有佛性。不然的话呢，在我们修行的过程中呢，我们会被外境打败。因为很多的外境干扰，我们没有这样的很强的信心的时候呢，对众生的信心的时候呢，那众生就会变成我们的障碍，然后让我们修行不能够往前进。Once we initiate our body mind, then we will practice the bodhisattva path. In other words, start to benefit others, benefit the society, benefit this world. 那 只要我们一发起菩提心的时候，我们就可以行菩萨道。这个时候呢，我们会开始利益众生，我们会为这个社会着想，为这个国家着想，为这个世界而着想，来帮助一切众生。 And from practice the Bodhisattva path, we accumulate our merits and wisdom. 在行菩萨道的中间呢，我们就自然而然呢，能够累积我们的福德跟智慧。Then we need to practice six paramitas, and this will be another talk. Basically, we have to start practice for offering, you know, and keep, uphold precepts, the tolerance, and the diligence, and what? The samadhi and the wisdom. 那接下来呢，在行菩萨的道的过程中呢，我们必须要练习修六度波罗蜜，那这又是另外的 一场演讲，就是布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、般若，要用这种六种方法来度众生，来度自己。 We need six parameters to help deliver ourselves and deliver others. And then we need to learn four ways of delivering sentient beings. 我们必须要修四摄法。 We need to learn four unlimited aspects of mind. 我们必须要修四无量心。 And then the 37 aids to enlightenment. 然后要去练习37道品 and etc. You see, only the first stage, we need to learn so much. Basically,half of our sutra teaches us all this. Okay, they just teach us how to prepare ourselves so that we can get on the path to the Buddhahood. 所以大家看到我们很多的经论里面有没有都是在讲这个，对不对？一半的经论都是在教我们怎么发菩提心，怎么行菩萨道，六度波罗蜜、四摄法、四无量心、三十七道品，有没有四弘誓愿等等等。我们修这么多都还只是在第一个阶段资粮位哦，让我们有资粮可以走上成佛之道。 So this we cannot bypass this stage, otherwise we cannot go on. Okay, 那这个部分呢，我们是不能说跳过去的哈。很多人就说我什么都不要学了，不用管了，经论不用读了哈，我只要直接打坐，然后我就可以开悟成佛，那是不太可能的哈。好 ，the second stage is called the stage of reinforcement. Once we have all the concepts, you know, all the practices, six parameter, four unlimited aspect of mind, etc.Then we start to have the initial practice, so-called four contemplation here, the button. Okay, 那等我们资粮都有的时候呢，我们要加行，把它往上提。那这个怎么说呢？加行就是要把它有没有有一点什么东西要把它 push 上去了哈。那这边呢，开始要修的是叫做四寻思观，有四个观要练习哈。那基本上他练习的目标是要能够观所取之境空，就是我们的境是空的，所以等于是我们观的那个对象是空的。So the major purpose of this four contemplation is to contemplate the object is empty. All the objects are empty. What are those objects? What are those four objects? We call it naming, phenomena, self-nature, and differences. This is my translation, so I will explain so you know what it means. 那四寻观这个境是什么呢？我们要观境空，对不对？这个境有四个境，所以叫做四观嘛。那这个境基本上叫做明，观明、观事、观自性、观差别。这是什么意思呢？ naming, this is very important. Even we can practice it in our daily life. And also we need to practice this to resolve our problems and vexations. The first is called naming. What is naming? Everything exists in this world has a name, right? You have a name. The clock has a name called clock. That's why I can tell you what I see, what I know, right? And there's a computer, chairs, cushions. Everything has a name. Even air. We cannot see air, but air has a name, right? So we have to contemplate that the name is empty. Okay. Always. Abbott always say, you know, our mother is the mother, name mother is not our true mother. So when we name our mother as mother, and then the image come up, right? And that is not a true mother. Otherwise, when I speak mother, the mother should be in my mouth. When I say fire, fire should be in my mouth. Because the name, the fire, this world, is not the real fire. It's only a name we give it so that we can know what we are talking about. Okay. So, but most of us, you know, I say ice cream, then you water mouth ring, right? When I say plum, you water mouth ring because you think it's real. You know, then you start to have sour in your mouth. 那什么是名呢? 名就是说我们只要存在的任何东西我们都有一个名称，对不对？ 好，我们常讲说，哦，我们每个人都有一个名称。 所以当我在讲说啊，Wendy的时候， 你知道Wendy是谁？ 好，当我在讲说时钟的时候， 你们知道我在讲什么？ 然后我讲电脑， 好，对不对？ 我讲椅子， 我讲这个蒲团， 好，你们都知道这是什么。 但是当我讲蒲团的时候， 它并不是真正的蒲团， 不然那个蒲团是不是要塞在我的嘴巴里啊？ 这样蒲团， 这个字就应该要变现一个蒲团出来了， 可是它没有， 它只是一个名称， 可是我们就把它当真。 所以住持法师不是常讲说， 你讲妈妈， 她不是你的妈妈。 我们还不要讲形状，讲妈妈，我妈妈的时候，哇，你好好生气，好兴奋，好快乐，你就把它当成是真的嘛。好，那如果名字名相是真的的时候，当我讲火啊，我是不是把我自己的嘴巴给烧了？没有啊，这样火的时候，它只是一个名称，它不是真的。 So we have to contemplate that every time we give it a name, that name is not the thing. Okay, so we have to contemplate the name is emptiness, is empty. You see, when I say my mother, but my mother is actually the daughter of her mother. So she has different name as a mother, as a daughter, or even as a teacher, as a what? Colleagues, you know, or a customer. Every one of us has different names, okay? All those names, not our true self, not the real thing, okay? 所以当我们在讲名称的时候，比如说妈妈，我们是我们的妈妈，可是妈妈是我们外婆的女儿，所以妈妈也是女儿，也是她假设职业是老师，她也是老师。 对不对？那他可能是同事，学校里面的同事，那他可能是商店里面的顾客，所以一个人里面他有好多名字哦，那个名字都不是他。So first, we have to contemplate that all the name is not real. It's emptiness. It's because of the causes and condition. That's why this object has its name. Okay. The second is to contemplate the phenomena or the object itself. not the name of the object. To contemplate the phenomena, the object of itself is actually empty. 好，第二个呢，要观啊，是好是或是意好，就是是这个物，好，就是这个物了哈，不是在观名称了哈，就是说我随便拿一个东西，反正我要看的那个东西呢，它是空的。好 ，then at this stage we need to use our first five consciousness to observe, to contemplate.That the object is empty. Don't give it a name. Okay? Don't use your sixth consciousness to give it a name. This, you contemplate, a cushion. Okay? A cushion there. And now it's here, but when, yesterday it was in the closet. Right? And one year ago, it's not, the cushion not exist because it's not, it was not made yet. It's basically buckwheat and the black clothes. You know, you contemplate that this, the forming of the object, the phenomena, the object is actually, created by the causes and condition.And also, if we elaborate it, also the meaning as well, okay, the whatever the meaning from the object, okay. 那所以我们在观察，比如说蒲团在这边，对不对？你要观察它，哎，它现在在这里，它昨天是在哪里？柜子里。它一年以前是一堆壳，荞麦壳跟一块黑布，它还没有形成。对不对？所以要观一件物件呢，它你观察它，然后就你会发现说它是因缘所生的，它不是永恒不变的东西，它是因缘所生的，包括我们的身体也一样哈 ，including our body. You know, 40 years ago we were baby, right? Then 20 years later we are adult, and now we are getting old.Right? 10-20 years later, we are old people. Our body change by the causes and condition. And so even our body is not a permanent, unchanging object. So we need to contemplate that. 那所以呢，我们的身体，对不对？baby 的时候啊，然后20岁变成一个漂亮的小姐咯，40岁以后开始要变老化咯，然后60岁以后变老人咯，好，这样讲有点太伤人齁，80岁后才变老人咯，好，那个身体不是一直变化吗？对不对？那个我这个身体是一个物件嘛齁，是一个事情，那可是你去观察它说，诶，那我的身体一直变化，那个这个身体到底是什么？它变因乐因缘而变嘛，变化无常，它不是永恒不变的一个实体。好，去观察这个。Then next, we contemplate the so-called self nature. You know, this cushion, our body. What is it? What is the true nature of the cushion, and what is the true nature of our body? And we contemplate.And the self nature it, we are here talking about is not our we are not talking about our Buddha nature. It's, you know, what is nature? What is the nature of the cushion? What is the nature of our body? And we found out, four elements. Everything decomposed intofour elements. And what is four elements? And we found out that actually the true nature of the object is emptiness. 好，那我们就观察自性了。诶，这个蒲团的自性是什么？它的真正的性质是什么？我们的身体真正的性质是什么？ 观察来观察去，最后哎呀，四大有没有 ？Four elements 就是地水火风，好、哦，组合而成的。好、哦，那所以它基本上还是空的，最后大家都分解成一样的东西啊。好、哦，那什么是我们的自信？哎，所以这个普传这个身体，任何一个物件，都是四大组合的呢。好、哦，那观这个自信是就是无常的，好、哦、无我的这种空。好、哦、，So we know that every object has no true nature. You know, it's dynamic. It formed because of the causes and condition, and the true entity or the true nature of every object is actually empty. Okay, 那我们就观自性空，对不对？每孩子都一样，所有的东西都是地水火风组成的嘛，哈，一样。但是呢，这个时候又要再观第四个哈。Then we know everything, every object, the true nature is empty.Everything is empty. It basically has the same nature of emptiness. But then the fourth, the last contemplation, we have to observe, we have to contemplate. On the other hand, the differences of every object. Based on the emptiness of all the objects, we have to look back.To contemplate the differences between everything, between the naming, between the phenomena or object, between the self nature, and also between naming and object, between the object and the nature. And we develop the subtle observation of all phenomena. Actually,observe the all the causes and conditions, because everything form has its own unique causes and conditions, and that's why everything is different. Everything is unique, including cushion. Every cushions are different, right? You and me different.Even twins are different. You cannot find any identical things in this world. And we have to contemplate, develop this kind of observation. 那当我们能够观自性空，什么东西的那个本性啊，都是啊四大组成的，有没有？然后都是因缘和合的，看起来就啊都一样了嘛，哈。但是这时候我们要反过来去。去观什么呢？观差别。观这个差别的时候，哈，不是是就是要去观因缘的差别，好，也就是说，每一件事情、事物、人、事物的产生，都有它非常特别、不一样的因缘，所以才产生了这个蒲团。这个蒲团跟那个蒲团又不一样，所以才产生你跟我，你跟我也是不一样，然后也会有双胞胎也不一样的，在这个世界上没有你找不到一样的东西，因为它的因缘都是不一样的。好，大家一定要记住，我们找不到一模一样的东西，这些因缘来自现世的不同，来自三世因果的不同，所以所有的因缘，不管是三世的因缘果、现世的因缘果，总个加起来之后产生的这个东西，就是不一样。好，所以到观差别的时候，就是观它的因缘果的差别了，哈，是非常不容易的，哈。能够观到这个，哈，我们不会去计较。比较，还有去抱怨或是不满世界上所有的一切，因为它的产生都有它非常特别的因缘果。Once we can contemplate the differences, we know that everything is unique because they have unique causes and condition and consequence from the past life, current life, and future life. Okay. We can see these causes and condition and consequence so that once it's arise, things arise, everything will be unique and different. If we can successfully contemplate these differences, then we will spontaneously, automatically, and naturally accept everything in this universe. We will not complain, we will not be dissatisfied, we will not generate ignorance, hatred, and craving for anything, because we know it just arises because of the causes and conditions. Okay, it has its reason to manifest in this world. 那所以我们要观哈啊，这观这个四个 object 哈。So we have to contemplate these four object. And then through contemplate these four object, we will generate four wisdom. This four wisdom is not true wisdom yet. This wisdom are called similar or as real. Not real, but as real. Very close to real wisdom. Because we are not on the path yet, okay? 那你看哦，等我们观这个四个的东西的时候呢，一直观下去哈，我们可以产生四种如实智哈。这个是如实哈，不是真如的如实哈，是好像真的，叫做如哈，好像实真的，可以产生四个好像真的的智慧。好 ，At this moment, we contemplate that the object and subjects.Are both empty. During these four contemplation, we only contemplate the objects are empty. But when we go further, when we generate the four as real wisdom, we achieve the contemplation of both the subject and object are empty.那在这个知道说能观跟所观的都是空性之后哈，就是观明、观事、观自性、观差别哈，观到后来，比如说你观明，观到被观的明跟所那个观的这个主能观跟所观的是空的时候呢，你就得到这个。的智慧，好，就是观明的如实智，好，好像真的一样这样的智慧。那观事、观自性、观差别都有分别的如实智，哈，去跟它相应。好，那这就是不同的 level 了。It's different levels of wisdom. OK, 好，能观跟 the subjectivity objectivity of these four are different. So that's why the wisdom we generate.Has different levels, different subtlety. And then, when it related to the four levels of, there are four levels at this stage. We call it warming, my translation. Warming, peak, persistence, and foremost. 好，那在这个加行位的修行当中呢它会有四个位置叫四加行位大家常常听暖顶忍是第一有没有常听到好这个暖顶忍是第一呢它是怎么来的 how it got achieved if we contemplate the four we have four contemplation we will attainthe level of warming and the peak. And if we generate full wisdom, we will attain the persistent and foremost level. And how are they? What are they? 那这些是什么东西呢? They are basically the different level of achievement of this practice. Okay. 那基本上呢它是不同层次的一种一种力量。For example,If we plan a motorcycling trip, okay, I just give you an analogy so that you understand, what these four levels are. Okay. Okay, we are in New York, right? And we want to go to Hollywood. Okay, we might motorcycle. Okay. Okay, how you will start this trip? First,You need to get gasoline, right? You need to prepare food, raincoat, helmet, and everything. Get everything ready. Okay, this is called the supplement. You need to get map, and you need to understand, you know, the direction, how to get to Hollywood. You need to, make some phone calls. You know, you have friends on the way, and you need to prepare a lot of things.And then here, you reinforcement, right? Sometimes you prepare, then you give up. Too much trouble, I don't want to go. But you have to get to the reinforcement. Yes, I want to go. I just start my motorcycle, just started. Okay, so here, you get everything, whatever you have, you start. You start from New York City, right? Wherever you are. You start your motorcycle. See, if you bike, you're biking or motorcycling, you know that when you started, you warm up, right? Warm up your motorcycle and you start. And in the beginning, your speed, from the low speed to high speed. This is called warming up. Even you juggling or juggling, you cannot,The trick is you cannot run to the highest speed in the beginning. Otherwise, you cannot last long. You have to warm up your body first before you speed up, right? So this warming is the phase. You know, you warm up your motorcycle and you start from the low speed to high speed. And then you got to the peak. You know, you get to the highest speed you can.And then you can run fast, right? And when you can, you know, at this moment, when we want to go to Hollywood, we only need to get to the big picture. Just go what? Go west and go south. No matter you go west first or go south first, you need to go west and south. The big direction you have to know. Go west and go south. We will get to Hollywood.At this moment, you don't need to know the street name. You know, you just follow the road, go east and go west and go south. Okay. And then you have to persist, you know, high speed. You need, strength so that you can motorcycle for about 10 hours a day or 12 hours a day, right? You have to persist. And you need to go maybe, 10 days or a month. You have to persist. You cannot give up. Sometimes, can somebody give me water? Sometimes you pass Nevada, Las Vegas, and you go gambling. And the hotel is so good, the food is so good. Then you give up. Then what?You will not go on. You will not never get to Hollywood, right? You persist. If you can persist, keep going, moving west and south, and you will get to the foremost. That means you will finally see the sign. you know, Los Angeles and Hollywood. You see the sign, and then you are on the path. At this moment, you generate great confidence. I got it. I got it. I see the sign to Los Angeles and Hollywood. So basically, the warming, the reinforcement, we need to have warming up and peak and persistent and foremost until we see the sign. Okay. Until we see the sign, it's not finished yet. We call it on the path. You know, once you get to Los Angeles and you see the sign and you see Sunset Boulevard, that's so good, right? And basically you are here on the path to Hollywood, and you generate, now you need a detailed map. Which street, you know, turn right on where? Oh, you finally see there is a mountain. There's a big sign say Hollywood. You just go, you until you get to the eighth Mooney, basically you see the sign of Hollywood right there. And at this stage, you will never regress. It's almost there, right? And then you follow, and then you follow it, you will quickly go to Hollywood, okay? So basically, I want to show this example to show you this fourth stage of the stage, fourth levels of reinforcement, okay? 大略讲一下中文，就是说，当我们想要骑摩托车，我们现在住纽约，对吧？那我们想去好莱坞，想说，要骑摩托车，或是骑脚踏车去好莱坞。这个时候，我们就要准备很多东西吗？地图啦，汽油啦，食物啦，水啦，还要准备一些电话，中途要打电话，可能还要准备很多东西，准备东西，好，准备好了之后， 有时候实在是太麻烦，有时候你会在资粮位就放弃，不想上路。那这个时候呢，假设你可以让你自己说好，就是很麻烦，越想越累，本来以为是一个天真的想法，但是一准备起来发现，哇，要骑摩托车骑一个月呢，累死了，还要经过山，还要经过沙漠，你就觉得，糟糕了，不要去好了。 但是如果你能够让你自己踏上加行位，就是开始，就是启动了，不管怎么样，准备完不完全，我就启动就对了。那我刚刚讲的那四个加行位，就在想要解释这个四个位置是什么意思。当我们不是骑车骑摩托车，刚开始不是要加热，刚开始要怎样发动，有没有放它引擎热一点，有没有？<咳> 暖胃，就是让它引擎加暖引擎，或者说你开始的时候，像我们跑步啊，或是骑脚踏车，真正有经验的人，他不会跑100公尺或是骑脚踏车，thank you， 一开始 ，thank you Robert， 一开始 you generate merits，thank you。 Of offering my water. OK. 那我们都知道，刚开跑步也好，骑脚踏车也好，骑做什么运动都好，刚开始一定不能一下子就跑最快，对不对？你一定要暖身，刚开始先慢慢跑，让身体暖和起来，身体习惯那个速度，然后你再加速，对不对？再冲刺嘛，所以你先要暖身，然后你再冲刺。 到你最高的速度，当你骑摩托车骑，引擎都很顺了，最高速度的时候，这时候就要忍，因为还没到，对不对？想说这下子一骑怎么还没到啊？一天过去了，还有一天，我总共要骑10天，要骑30天，然后一下下雨，一下刮风，一下太阳太热，都有很可能让你不要骑了，但是你就是要忍啊。 不管怎么样，外面发生什么事情，你就是要一直骑，然后掌握大方向。这时候掌握大方向，你不用知道每条街叫什么名字，你只要知道我往哪里 往西往南，或是往南往西，我就可以到什么好莱坞，对不对？我现在要从纽约到好莱坞，刚开始的时候我就是大方向，我必须要暖顶之后要忍，一直一直持续，一直持续，然后最后我就可以到达四第一，好，就是快要冲破，快要到达。那我们这边讲的到达哈，不是真正到达好莱坞，而是看到，终于看到了什么指标说，说洛杉矶到了，哈啊，好莱坞往哪个方向？哇，这时候你就充满信心了哈，因为你已经快要到了这样子哈，至少你已经走上对的路了哈。然后当你见到这个路标，当你见到说洛杉矶好莱坞的时候，这时候你就必须要知道什么？知道街名了哈。你要在哪个地方下交流道？哦，那你要去什么日落大道嘛，对不对？大家都知道我们的好莱坞日落大道下去，哇，再继续开，开的时候你就会在到第八地的时候，你就看到那个山，不是有个山头上面刻了一个很大的好莱坞嘛？哇，这时候你根本就是已经看到它，只是还没到而已。这时候你绝对不会说我现在要回头回纽约，会吗？不会的吧？剩下这样的就直冲了吧，哈，然后第八地呢，哈，无声乏人，再发生什么事情你都不会回头了，好，你就会自己从第八地一直冲到第十地，到达好莱坞了，哈。那我是基本上用这样的一个方法解释一下我们成佛之路，哈，中间会发生了什么事情。那最主要呢是要讲暖顶忍跟是第一，哈，它对我们的家修行的家行是非常重要的。如果没有这四家行为，我们根本都还没有办法见到，见到什么？见到那个道在哪里？好，就不用去知道那个路标了，路名了啦，哈，根本连路名都还不知道哈，就上不了路了哈。OK， 哇 ，This is very difficult to explain， getting more complicated. OK， the third, you see, we see the sign, right?We see the path here. And what next? Wait. We have to face the difficulty, obstacles arise from our differentiation or innately arise. Both obstacle has two kinds of obstacles.One is obstacles of vexation, the other is obstacle of concept. Okay. Arise from differentiation is our sixth consciousness. When we encounter the environment, we generate differentiation, we generate judgment, and then we have vexations, and we have wrong view, wrong concept.Then these are the obstacles we need to overcome. And also we have innately arise. What was that? What is this? This was, we have it when we were born. Not through the encountering with the environment. Is the sixth consciousness interact with the sixth consciousness, the subtle mind.The general, so it's innately arise. These are the more subtle obstacles. Basically, the obstacles from vexation is the pervasive attachment of the self. You know, we talk about we think we have a true self, and then.The obstacles of concept is called the pervasive attachment of the Dhamma. I give you an example. If somebody kick you or try to, they have a gun and point at you, they want to kill you, what will you do? Escape, call police.You know, because you are harming my body. Right? And this is called, you think the body is the true self. So whenever you encounter any dangerous situation happen, you will protect your body and you will take action. Okay? But what is the obstacles of concept? When we think, for example, the German leader, Stalin, right? He thinks that, Hitler, that's Russian, okay. Hitler or Stalin, whatever. They have a concept, think that the, which people? Jewish was born to be guilt or something. So they have this concept. The German people has a concept. Based on the concept, they will do a lot of crazy things, right? So the obstacles of vexation is the attachment to the self. But the obstacle of concept is the attachment to the Dhamma, the the concept. Okay. And the most dangerous is the obstacles of the concept, because the damage will be broad and significant compared to the obstacle from the vexation about our self. Okay. 那举个例子来讲，我们到见到位的时候呢，我们要面对的哈，一个是俱生起的障碍，一个是分别起的障碍。那分别起的障碍呢，它是从我们第六识哈跟外境互动的时候呢，我们第六识产生分别哈，所起的障碍哈。那俱生起呢，就是说它我们生与生俱来就有的。它就是从那个第七识、第八识而来的哈，那这就是第六识跟第七识互动的时候产生而来的哈，所以它是比较细微的。但是这两种的障碍呢，都还有两种，各有两种，一个是有关于一个是烦恼障，一个是所知障。烦恼障是什么？普遍性的执，这个是我啦，好，这个就是我。然后所知障是什么？执这个法是真的。好，比如说当有人要伤害我们的时候，对不对？我们自然而然想要保护我们自己，对不对？好，要不然我们来打一场嘛，你想杀我就跟你杀，好，那你想伤害我，我就逃，找警察来，这是一个烦恼。但是所知障是什么呢？好，就是说比如说好，我们刚刚讲那个叫做俄国的叫什么希特勒哈，他有一个观念是说 ，Jewish 犹太人他是说什么哈？犹太人怎么样？啊，反正犹太人就是不好，好是罪人哈。那有这样的一个观念，错误的观念之后呢，好，他不是说对你这个人不好会带来什么，他是整体性，他觉得说犹太人就是不好，所以他就会做出很多很疯狂的事情出来。所以所知障的影响力比较深远，比较广大，好，啊，烦恼障就比较个人，比较层面比较小，好。那可是分别起跟俱生起都有这样的一个烦恼障，好，我们在修行的过程中要怎么样克服呢？ So how can we overcome these obstacles when we practice on the path? We talk aboutNow we get to the page 2, last 4 sentence, that we talk about unconditioned transmundane Dharma. Okay? The first 2 sentences says, even if the 6 consciousness achieve the first mind transformation to the first muni, bhumi, so-called the ground of very joys, the innate obstacles converted from theactive seeds of the consciousness still manifest spontaneously. Okay. 那我们现在就讲说那个八思规矩颂哈，第二页哈，最后的四句，最后四句的前两句想说，发起初心欢喜地哈，俱生犹自现缠绵哈，也就是说呢， 我们即便是登地了，登初地了，见到之后登初地的时候呢，俱生烦恼还是会现前的。俱生烦恼就是那个执着，很细部执着的烦恼还会现前。Let's look at what is the condition when we get to the first moon, Bhumi, of great joy. First, it will terminate the seeds aroused from differentiation. And the second, we will experience the emptiness of self and Dharma. And then we can benefit others freely and generate great joy. Okay. And this is the first Bhumi. Okay. Basically, we have to perfect the practice of generosity or perfect the practice of offering. We can get to the first Bhumi. So don't look down the practice of offering. If you perfect the practice offering, you can get to the first Bhumi. Okay. 那我们刚刚讲哈，什么是初心？就初地。好，初地的是怎么样的一个状况呢？这时候呢，它分别的烦恼哈，有没有分别起？第六是跟外境互动起的那些烦恼呢，都断了哦，包括什么烦恼障跟所知障断了。然后这时候我们会体证到人空跟法空啊，好，然后呢，我们这时候会很自由自在哈，自动的利益他人，而且哈，都会产生很大的欢喜。好，那我们来看这个哈，第一地哈，它的欢喜地的时候，其实呢是怎么样？修行布施圆满就可以登出地。好，所以不要小看哈，不修行布施哈，修布施可以登初地哈，而且但是要修到布施圆满呐哈，那也要讲到三轮体空嘛哈，这个我们就不用再讲了哈，就是修布施一路修下去就可以登初地了哈，好，至少我们可以看到那个 sign 嘛哈，菩萨道成佛之道的路标你就会看到了哈。Practice the offering. After you perfect the practice, you will see the sign, you know, to Buddhahood. Okay, then you are on the right track to Buddhahood. Then, the last sentence say, once beyond the seventh Bhumi, the ground of gone afar, mean actually the eighth Bhumi. The sixth consciousness transformed into the pure wisdom without outflow. This wondrous contemplation wisdom is complete and illuminating, which can brighten up the whole universe. 好，那他讲到说，哦，远行地后存无漏，观察圆明照大千。那我们登初地是那样的状况，那远行地后就是登八地以后又是什么状况呢？好，刚刚。The seventh Bhumi of the skill means, you know, we will talk about what would happen, you know, when we go beyond the seventh Bhumi. Okay. At the stage of seventh Bhumi, we basically practice no form, mean practicing to terminate volition. Huh?在第七地的时候呢，其实我们是在练习哈无相，好，就是无功用行练习哦，还没有达到。一旦我们达到无相用，好，不起功用行的时候呢，我们就登八地。Once we perfect the practice of no form and no volition, we get to the eighth Bhumi, so called the immovable stage.At this moment, we perfect our aspiration. 在这个时候呢，我们是愿圆满哈。So you can see making vow is very important because it can help you. Once you fulfill perfect the practice of vow, you can get to the eighth moments, no regression. 发愿哈，愿圆满之后，我们可以登八地哈，登八地不动地就是不退转了哈。Okay, and then we will go all the way to the tenth moment. Then we will perfect our true wisdom. Okay. And I give you, I will summarize and I give you a flowchart. We talk about, 刚刚我讲八地讲中文了没？好，到不动地愿圆满之后，我们就会一度的到了登十地，哈，这时候是智，好，真正的智慧圆满了，哈。那现在我要用一些图表，哈，来跟大家分享刚刚前面最后四句讲的到底是发生了什么事情，然后我们的第六世到底怎么样转成妙观察智，哈。So I will give you some flow chart and maps, and to conclude,what it means for the last four sentences and what happened to the sixth consciousness. Okay. We talk about, last year we talk about five aggregates and the function of the sixth consciousness. So basically the five aggregates, form, sensation, perception, volition, and consciousness, right? And the function of the sixth consciousness is majorly on the sensation and perception.And the form will be interact with the first to fifth in consciousness, the organ. And once we generate perception, we will initiate volition and generate another kind of the seeds of sixth consciousness and buried, planted in the eighth consciousness. And this...planted sixth consciousness will in return influence the function of the sixth consciousness when we interact with the environment. In other words, when you generate experience, good experience, bad experience from the environment by the sixth consciousness, it will plant a seed of this experience or judgment into your eighth consciousness and become a seed.And this seed, once it manifests, it will in return influence any perception, any sensation and perceptions by the current sixth consciousness with the environment. You understand? Your past experience will influence your current experience. If you have a bad interaction with someone,Next time when you see that person, you have prejudgment about this person. That's what it is. You know. 那我们在想哈，就五蕴，从五蕴来讲，我们讲色受想行识，对不对？那受跟想的部分呢，是第六意识哈。当我们的五根跟色这个外境互动的时候呢，第六识的主要功用在受跟想，产生分别作用。然后它会产生一种势力，哈，然后这种势力呢，它会在我们的，就是产生另外一种第六识的种子，哈，种在我们的八识田里面，好，那这个八识田的种子呢，它又会在现前的时候，它会回头影响我们第六识的作用，哈。举个例子来说，也就是说，我们过去的经验会影响我们现在的功能，现在的一个经验。好，比如说你曾经跟这个人有不好的互动关系，那你把这个不好的互动关系呢，你种在八识田里面，下次你再遇到这个人的时候，其实你有成见，或者你反正就不喜欢这个人，你就会用你那个过去式的种子，就会影响你现在的判断跟分别，不管他再怎么好，你还是觉得他不怎么好，好，这样子。所以这是一种就是轮回的一种影响，哈。那我们刚刚讲说，初心地对不对？欢喜地初心的时候就是第一地，哈。这时候呢，它会破想运。破想运的意思就是在这边哈，破掉了哈，断掉哈。也就是说，我们的第六识跟外境作用的时候呢，它不会产生分别起的烦恼， 包括什么烦恼障跟所知障。就是我登初地的时候齁，我跟外境互动的时候我都很欢喜的，我不会被外境影响啦。好，什么事情就是外境的东西我不会被人家影响。好，但是齁，我们还有什么，我们还有俱生的烦恼，对不对？好，什么叫俱生烦恼？那种齁，没有，外面没有发生，我们自己都会起烦恼的那种烦恼，有没有？好，外面你坐在这边然后打坐，对不对？不是很好吗？但是你会很多烦恼，想到家里，想到什么，东想西想，好，那个俱生的齁，就恐惧心也会齁，就从自己涌现齁。那这种烦恼要到第八地齁，把它从这边破掉，行运这边不启动的时候呢，它不会在我们的八十天里继续种种子齁。好， then when we get to the first morning, we break, terminate this aggregate or skandhas called perception. The skandhas of perception means we stop to discriminate and generate vexation when we encounter the environment. So we talk about the vexation through arise from differentiation terminated. Okay? But we still have the innatively vexations or attachments. And once we need to get to the eighth muni, then we can terminate the skandhas of volition. At this moment, the seeds from the eighth consciousness will terminate to will stop to influence the sixth consciousness. But if I get into more detail, okay, this is the eighth consciousness. We have so many seeds generated from the first to sixth consciousness. We have seeds generated from the seventh consciousness, the attachment from the seventh consciousness. And the obstacles from differentiation has two kinds, called obstacles of concept and obstacles of vexations. When we get to the first muni, these two obstacles terminated. Okay. But the innately arised obstacles, when we get to the eighth muni, we will terminate the obstacles of vexations from innate obstacles of vexation. And when we get to the 10th muni, we will terminate the innate obstacles of concepts. Okay. 那所以在用另外一个图来讲说，我们的八十田里面有很多很多的种子嘛齁。那第六，有第一世到第六世种的种子，有第七世的执着种的种子。那当第一到第六世种的这些种子现前的时候呢，它其实是会产生分别起的这种障碍，包括所知障跟烦恼障。那这个时候呢，就当初地的时候它就断了。所以要记得，我们真的是只有到登初地的时候才不会受外境，跟外境互动影响，但是我们还有内在的一些烦恼跟障碍要克服，那就要从初地一直到十地来克服它。那假设我们从初地一直到第八地的时候呢，可以把俱生起的我执障断除，然后一直要到登十地的时候才能够把俱生起的法执给断了。好，那这时候就下一步就是怎么样成佛了。Okay, map. We concluded with the map. Okay. this met, I talked about it before, right? From a sentient being, ordinary sentient being, to become a saint and become Buddha. We have the stage of supplement. We have stage of reinforcement. We have the stage of seeing the path. And we have the stage of practicing on the path. And we have the stage of the ultimate stage. Five stage. Remember that? 这个我们有讲过嘛，五位啊，唯识不是有五位吗？第一位是资粮位，从凡夫开始有一个资粮位。然后有加行位，有见道位，然后有修道位，然后才到究竟位，对不对 ？And during this process, does the sixth consciousness function? 那这过程当中，第六识是怎么样的一个作用跟转化的呢 ？During as ordinary people.Basically, we have innate obstacles. We have obstacles from differentiation when we encounter the environment. Basically, we have all kinds of obstacles. We are in, we are working with our ignorance and we have a lot of vexations.And we have obstacles from the vexation. We have obstacles from the concept. And we are very suffer. Okay. 那当我们在凡夫位的时候呢，我们的第六识基本上什么都有了哈，分别起跟俱生起的我法二执烦恼通通有哈，包括我们刚刚讲的有没有？一个是烦恼障，一个是什么所知障，好。然后俱生起的跟分别起的通通都有哈，无时无刻的不影响我们的生活哈，跟我们的心意识的那个启动哈，所以我们基本上就是在烦恼痛苦当中，就是我们凡夫。当我们开始修行的时候呢 ，when we start to practice, when we start to prepare ourselves, to practice.Then our sixth consciousness, gradually, suppress the seeds from the differentiation when we encounter the environment. Okay, 所以当我们开始在这个资粮位跟加行位的时候，哈，我们开始准备哈，希望能够走上成佛之道的时候呢。我们的第六识哈是渐渐降服我们的分别起的我法二执，好，就是跟外境互动的时候产生的那种执着，好。So, no matter what method we practice, the major thing is to train our sixth consciousness not to be controlled by our environment.By the things we encounter, by the people we see, by anything happen in this world. We need to train our mind to be our own master, not to influence by the environment. 所以在这个资粮位跟加行位，不管我们用什么方法，或是观念的时候呢，我们要降服我们分别起的烦的种子的执着，也就是说呢，我们是主要都在训练我们的第六意识哈，不要被我们的外境所烦恼被所动哈，要降服它，就是要把它控制住了哈，不要被它不要怎么 out of control， 不要失控哈，至少要控制我的第六识哈，不可以起不要起分别烦恼啦哈，那所以。不管是说我们这个世界上的什么什么事件哈、啊，被陷害啦，被污蔑啦哈，啊这个坏人哈，啊这个什么人哈，包括这个气候很热或很冷哈，就是说要我们的五根，我们的六五根仍然是有功用的哦，我们还是知道冷热哦，我们还是知道是非善恶的哦， 但是我们的第六是不要去起分别，然后不要产生烦恼跟错误的知见。So our five organ, five consciousness still function. They still interact with the physical environment. We still know it's cold, it's hot, it's we like it, we're content or discontent. The fire is burning. You know, the ice is cold. We still know everything. But we need to train our sixth consciousness not to generate vexation and wrong view, wrong concept based on this interaction. Okay. This is the main purpose, main focus during this stage. Train our sixth consciousness not to generate vexation and wrong view. 好，所以在这个部分呢，我们的目标就是要训练我们的第六意识，好，不要起烦恼跟什么错误的知见。好 ，Then we get to the stage of seeing the past. We become a saint right now, basically. Then our sixth consciousness become the entry level of wondrous wisdom. Not complete, not fulfilled yet. The sixth consciousness has three levels: entry level, middle level, and highest level. When it transforms into the wondrous wisdom. Okay, now we only get to the entry level of the wondrous wisdom, but here we totally terminate the seeds aroused from our differentiation, okay, that created by our sixth consciousness when it encounter the environment. But we still have the seeds that will manifest from where? In it. From inside, okay? So the sixth consciousness, it has certain level of wondrous wisdom, but not complete yet, okay? And then through the practice from the first to seventh Muni, okay, the our entry level wondrous wisdom getting better and better, and then we can control when the seed manifest, the innate seed manifest, we can suppress it, control it, not to create any body, speech, and mind action, control it. And we get to the eighth Muni, our sixth consciousness achieve the middle level of wondrous wisdom. At this moment, we terminate the innate seed of self-attachment about the self. Okay, we let go of the self, but we still attach to the Dhamma. For example, there is sentient beings can be delivered. There is still a certain level of ignorance about the Dhamma that we need to terminate. So when we get to through the eighth and tenth Munis, we get to the ultimate stage, we achieve the highest level of wandering wisdom. Our sixth consciousness totally transform into pure wondrous wisdom. At this moment, we terminate everything, all the seeds from the eighth consciousness. And also at the moment, the eighth consciousness become wisdom as well, the great mirror wisdom. Okay? And 那我就讲一下快点哈，33分哈。我们凡夫嘛，哈，我刚刚是讲的第六个，到我们见到位的时候呢，我们的妙观察智，哈，我们的第六识就变成妙观察智的。可是哈，是下品，哈，我们的妙观察智可以分三品：下品、中品跟上品。下品而已，哈，下品只是说对外境不起执着烦恼，那个第八识的种子不会让我们跟外境哈相应起烦恼了，哈。但是呢，还是有什么？ 俱升起的，对不对？那所以在第一到第七地的时候呢，我们要训练我们的妙观杂事呢，慢慢能够降服我们俱升起的我法二执的障碍。好，到登第八地的时候呢，好不容易我们的妙观杂事到达中品了哈，那中品的时候呢，它就可以呢，就是断哈我们俱生的什么我执，好，就可以大到就是说那种无我啦哈，无我这个我，但是它还有一个法执，比如说观音菩萨还有一个什么无明啊，还有众生可度的这个无明，它必须要断的，好。那到第八到第十地的时候呢，慢慢的然后就断了这个所谓的俱生的法执，就从第八世的种子齁现行之后呢，我们才能够到成为上品的妙观杂志齁。当我们能够达到上品的妙观杂志的时候齁，那个第八世的种子再也不，八世里面所有的种子不会再影响我们的第六世。但是齁，第七世还在呢，对不对？ However,We still have the sixth consciousness, more subtle seven consciousness. Okay. Okay. Here, if you still remember 12 links of dependent origination, start from ignorance, volition, consciousness, blah, 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 blah. Now, once we get to the eighth muni, here, terminate. Only what? Ignorance we need to take care of.那我们知道哈，十二因缘对不对？无明行识，这样下来对不对？那我们的到第八地的时候呢，我们第六世行运已经断了哈，第六世不会再产生乱七八糟的种子种在八世田了哈。但是我们现在要处理的就是这个无明啊，这无明要怎么办呢？哈，虽然我们的第六世成为什么？妙观察智，但是我们还没有成，就是说那个到第十地齁，成为要成为那个等觉齁，妙觉的时候，诶，这个无明需要去照顾，需要去处理齁。OK, 啊 ,basically, I only want to show you the eighth consciousness can develop into four aspects. This aspect of subject is attached by the seventh consciousness.As the self, this is we need to take care. Okay. So this I will talk about it in my next talk. We need to take care of. Sorry, I forgot to say. We need to take care of the ignorance. And what is ignorance?Okay, if you have read the sutra, the Sarangama Sutra, we know that ignorance has three subtle aspects and six obvious aspects. Okay, and among the six obvious aspects, the last two is from the fifth, the attachment of the first to fifthconsciousness. The middle two attach, generate by the sixth consciousness. And the first two generate by the seventh consciousness. And the three subtle aspects generate by the eighth consciousness. So if you want to totally terminate of ignorance and get to the true ultimate Buddhahood, we have talked about first to sixth consciousness, right?And next, we will talk about the seventh consciousness and eighth consciousness, and also what the function of these two and how can we transform these two into the true wisdom. And at that moment, we can totally overcome the six obvious, aspects and three subtle aspects and totally terminate the ignorance. 那我们讲无明。最后我们就要探讨无明是什么了哈，越来越深了哈，越来越不知道在说什么了哈。无明在楞严经里面有讲到三系跟六出嘛哈，那三系六出里面呢，我们讲到我们之前我们现在有讲了第一次到第六次对不对？前五次呢它会起，这后面两个呢出相 是从第一到第五识而来，中间的这两个相呢是来自于第六意识。好，那前两个这个六出相呢是来自于第七意识的执着。那三系相齁，三系相是来自于第八识。好，所以我们接下去要探讨第七识跟第八识它的新的功能是什么。那我们要怎么样把这两个转世成智之后呢，也就是说把我们的三系六出齁全部净化之后呢，那我们的无明就没了，那真正的就成真正的妙觉了齁，成真正的无上正等正觉齁。那也就是我们未来齁，这样我再继续讲的时候就要讲第七跟第八齁，实在是很抱歉齁，很难讲齁，然后希望大家有懂一点点了齁。I'm sorry because this is very hard to explain and I'm personally not fully understand yet, but I share what I know with you and I hope you can get some sense about the consciousness and overall about the function of our mind. Basically, even though we divide it into eight consciousness, but it's only one mind, different levels, okay? NotFirst consciousness, second consciousness, you know, not divided our mind into eight parts. It's eight different levels. So we need to overcome different levels of the mind, different levels of vexation, and different levels of attachment. And learning the consciousness only is not to get knowledge, okay? It's help us to observe the function of our mind in our daily life so that we know where our vexationcome from, and we know the path, how we can get on, practice and get on the path to the Buddhahood. 好，那我要再讲一次，我们讲我的了解有限，但是我跟你们分享我知道的。那第一识到第八识不是把我们的心，它是一个心，一个心有八种不同层次的功能跟层次，它不是说把我们的心切成八份。那我们现在已经讲从最初的第一识到第六识，基本上跟大家剖析它的心的功能是什么，它的执着是什么，那我们要怎么样净化它。那第七识第八识很难看得见的，很难感受到这个心的层次，要很高的修行人才会去感受到第七识 的什么。但是我们学唯识学不是要去学那些名相，不是知识上要去背那些名相，而是我们要去了解到说我们的心在日常生活中是怎么去看在这个世界，然后为什么会升起烦恼，那我们要怎么样去断烦恼。好，那另外一个就是说在成佛之路上我们有哪几个阶段好要去完成，我们要学什么东西，然后什么样才叫做在走上成佛之道而不是走上邪道。好，啊，这整个大的map, 这个 big map, 一定要知道，然后要怎么知道，观察自己在日常生活中的起心动念，然后能够断除烦恼。Okay, next time, maybe next year, we talk about the seventh and eighth consciousness. Thank you very much. You know, the verses for beginning the sutra is actually true, you know, it's really hard to perceive it, huh? So we need to try hard.